Even though I have been Protestant all of my life, I have always been fascinated by the story of the Annunciation of Jesus Christ to the Blessed Virgin Mary. As a matter of fact, many years later, after much wrestling with God, I submitted to ordination to the priesthood at the Church of the Annunciation in the Diocese of Dallas on the Feast of the Annunciation, March 25th. Personal reasons notwithstanding, I've always wondered exactly what was it about Mary and the story that made her so special to God? Why would the angel Gabriel just show up with words like these? Mary, you're truly blessed. God is with you. I wondered and I wondered and I wondered. And as I wrestled with the text, yet again, I came to hear and to understand that it's us. We are all Mary. The story of the Annunciation to a simple, ordinary Jewish girl in Palestine is, in fact, the archetype of us all. We may ask, like Mary did, how? And then hear Gabriel's response to us. The power of the Holy Spirit upon you will bring the seed that subsequently births the Son of God, the Christ, within you. Because nothing is impossible with God. Think about it. The realization and acceptance of Christ within. No more fear. No more speaking what we do not want. Instead of speaking and calling into creation what we do want. No more self-hatred, self-judgment, and despair. Peace aplenty, joy and love in abundance. The Holy Spirit births these things within us if we allow it to be so. And even as I speak these words, I confess my own fear and anxiety over having to complete this sermon today. I get so excited and got so excited about the text, and I went down so many rabbit holes, and yet I kept hearing, God is with you. This is a story about hope and miracles. No thing is impossible with God. And the Lord knows in our times, we need a miracle. In her book, Wouldn't Take Nothing for My Journey Now, the late Maya Angelou described the moment that her only child, Guy, was scheduled for emergency surgery. He had broken his neck many years earlier, and now complications from that old injury had surfaced. She described immediately going to a mission outside of San Francisco to pray before the statue of Mary, a statue she had prayed before many, many years ago when she was pregnant with Guy, attempting to finish community college and to work a job. And now here she was back before the Blessed Mother praying for the life of her son. 6 hours later, back at the hospital, the chief surgeon informed her that the surgery was a success. And after seeing Guy and visiting with him for a spell, she went to her hotel room to sleep. But deep in the night, the phone startled her awake. It was the surgeon. Guy was being rushed back to the OR, and things were going downhill fast. She rushed to the hospital, where surgery was still in progress. But instead of going to the surgical suite, she went to his room on the nursing floor. She described herself walking back and forth in the hospital corridor before half-open doors, including the door to his room. And she felt, she said, as if she was standing on sinking sand. So she spoke aloud, hold on to your life. And she kept walking and talking like this until she could feel the sand become solid underneath her feet. And 3 hours later, the surgeon returned to tell her that Guy had indeed survived, but would be paralyzed for the rest of his life. And she replied, "I see." Later, seeing Guy in the ICU, his tears at his physical state and his worry for her, she was hit by words she never thought she would hear from him. "Mom, I don't want to be a talking head. Please just let me die." It was at that moment that God within her and her faith in that God of her heritage rose up. She began to declare what she wanted: total recovery. Guy walking and talking and swimming and running, "I want total recovery all the way around. Thank you, God, for total recovery." When the doctors came in and gave her their prognosis, her words to them were these: "You can't tell me. I am going somewhere so far, so beyond you, you're not even in it." Non-ordinary reality is a powerful thing. Every hour afterwards, she declared total recovery and she gave thanks for it. She enlisted prayer groups from her closest friends, and that's all they did: watched and prayed. 2 days of watching and praying. And then out of the blue, while the nursing attendant was changing his sheets on that second evening, Guy moved his toes. Ms. Maya continued to thank God, and Guy thanked her for her faithfulness, for her own faith and trust in the God of our ancestors, the God of all possibilities. And Guy walked out of the hospital 2 months later. Why do I tell you this story? Because deep down in her soul, Maya Angelou heard the words of the angel Gabriel: "You are truly blessed. The Lord is with you. Do not be afraid." She accepted them. She believed them. Her story is only one of many, one in our time, about the truth of God for our time. We're always favored. God is always with us. Miracles happen for those who will believe the word of God. So difficult for us to believe that impossible things can be made possible by God. We usually think God is just a bigger version of us, or maybe even a figment of our imagination. We don't believe God. We believe in God, but we don't believe the message of God, revealed in the Word made flesh, Christ, Jesus of Nazareth. We don't believe in the message of the prophets of old. And that disbelief is actually just a part of our unredeemed human condition. But the message of the covenant was clear: "I will be your God, says Yahweh, and you will be my people. We shall be one." We don't believe it because we can't believe that we're truly loved and lovely. Society has conditioned us to believe that we must do something to make ourselves worthy and deserving of unconditional love. But then if you got to work for it, it can't be unconditional. We have yet to understand that we can just be who we are, living our simple, everyday, ordinary lives, and God is with us right there in those simple, everyday, ordinary things of life. Just like Gabriel told Mary, God is with you. Can you receive it? I think I know another reason we don't believe the word of God. It's because we don't know God. We've often failed to do our part to cultivate our friendship with God through Jesus Christ. Everything spiritual or churchy we do, you see, is a means to an end. Worshiping, praying, Bible reading, pastoring, serving, gathering, All of these are fingers pointing to the moon. They're not the moon. They are means of cultivating our relationship with ultimate reality. Most of us live in a sensory world driven by reason and logic that is predicated upon our sensory comprehension of the universe. But what happens when that understanding is shattered and we have to shift into an entirely new realm of existing? It's on the horizon. I don't think we've really come to understand the magnitude of just where we have arrived at this moment in time as a people, as a nation, as a world, with more than 300,000 fellow citizens dying from a global pandemic since the beginning of this year, and with the reckoning with the lies that we've been told, that we've told ourselves about ourselves. In America, we are in dire need of a miracle. And as an American of African descent, born on this soil, I want to see a reality that does not make black and brown bodies little more than fodder for unjust systems of justice, health, social, or civic life. God wants us to hear, to really hear her love and desire for each one of us, with no strings attached. And this last Sunday of the new year for the church, as we count the days to the celebration of God's moving into our neighborhood, let's also make the time to cultivate friendship with God in whatever manner seems right to you. Just invite God and perhaps saying something like, "You're welcome to sit with me as I drink this coffee or read this paper. Make me present to your presence, God." And then listen to what is said to you in reply. There is a Christ child, a Christ consciousness, waiting to be birthed within you and me. Like Maya Angelou, can we believe the truth of God's word, that God is present right here, right now, with us? Maybe the more telling question is, are we present right here, right now, with God? Amen.